take advantage of God's grace, because his wrath is coming. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 393, titled "Take Advantage of God's Grace, Because His Wrath is Coming." Beloved, I am here to remind you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Dear friend, you need salvation because of your sin, your disobedience, your rebelliousness against God. The Holy Bible says in Romans 5, verse 12, "Wherefore, as by one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." You are not only a sinner by birth through Adam, but also by your choice. The Holy Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verses 10 through 12, "There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." As a sinner, you are without God and without hope in the world. Sin brings death and eternal separation from God always. For Romans 6:23 in the Holy Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of sin. That's the reason why. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 20, verses 14 and 15, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire." This is the second death. "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Jesus Christ told the story of a rich man who was cast into hell after he died. This rich man is still in hell this very moment, almost 2,000 years after Jesus Christ spoke of him. In 10 years, this man will still be in hell. 100 years from now, he will still be in hell. 1,000 years from now, he will still be in the burning pit of unquenchable fire in hell. He is damned for all eternity. As a sinner, you will share the same fate unless you accept God's gift of grace. So, dear friend, take take advantage of God's wonderful grace, because his wrath is coming for sin. But you know that. The Holy Bible shows how simple it is to escape the eternal fires of hell. The Holy Bible states in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Jesus Christ, God's only Son, came to seek and to save that which was lost. Sin has a price, and God must punish sin. Because you have sinned against God, you must bear your punishment or accept Christ's substitutionary death on the cross of Calvary. The Holy Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, "Who his own self, Jesus Christ, bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness." The Bible says in Isaiah 53:5, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Please pay attention to these verses. The Holy Bible states that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. That includes your transgressions and your sins. Beloved, Jesus Christ, the perfect Son of God, the Holy Son of God, was the only man who ever lived a sinless life. Out of infinite love, beyond our imaginations, and pity for you and for me, Jesus became our substitute, your substitute, and bore your judgment of sin, therefore making him the greatest man of all time. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Jesus Christ wants to save you today, even more than you desire to be saved. He invites you to come to him to experience God's grace. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Please come to Christ and trust him to save you. Why would you reject your only hope? St. John 3:18 says, "He that believeth on him," Jesus Christ, "is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." End of quote. And so that person is facing the eternal wrath of God. Dear friend, Jesus loves you and died to save you from your sins. Salvation is only through Jesus Christ, not through your church, not through your lodge, your good works, your baptism, or keeping the golden rule. Every lost sinner is going to hell, but God offers you the gift of salvation through the precious blood of Christ. The Holy Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The Holy Bible states that salvation is not something earned, but it is a gift. A gift is simply received or accepted. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Dear friend, take advantage of God's grace, because his wrath is coming. Salvation is a gift from God. And if you will believe on Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, and receive him as your personal Savior, you can be saved at this very moment. God promises in Romans 10:9 that if you, shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved from the wrath of God that is just upon all of us. And saved to heaven. There is a negative, and there's a positive. The negative is being saved from hell. The positive is being saved to heaven. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. He said in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him." The question is, will you let him in? Will you take advantage of God's wonderful, glorious grace and avoid the wrath of God to come against sin? So, dear friend, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died in your place and rose on the third day from the dead, and you're willing to trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart so you can go to heaven one day and avoid going to that place of wrath called hell. Believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again on the third day by the power of God. Please pray with me this simple prayer called the Sinner's Prayer, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, early one Sunday morning. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your name I pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The track this podcast is based on is published by Fellowship Track League, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's Word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online at fellowshiptrackleague.org, and when you do, send them a love offering because they send the tracts to you free of charge. And most importantly, when you receive your tracts, by the way, only order enough tracts that you know that you're going to pass out. Engage your family to help you. Order them for your church. Buy a tract rack and give people an opportunity to witness for Christ in this way, at least. But my whole point is, whatever tracts you get, make sure you pass them out. Don't let them just sit. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.